choosing positivity. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social-emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about positivity. We're talking about having a positive attitude. I look for the good everywhere. And we started off defining what that looked like, and then we talked about how we have to be positive with our thoughts and our feelings. And then last week we talked about different actions that we can take that would make us feel positive more consistently. And this week we're talking about choosing positivity. Positivity. Yeah, choosing positivity. Yes, choosing that positive attitude. And so in order to be able to choose being positive, we also have to see the negative actions, because the first step in choosing to be positive is being honest. You have to be honest with the current situation. You have to be honest with what is actually happening and what you're actually feeling, because if you're not, then you're just kind of brushing it to the side, brushing it under the rug, pretending it doesn't exist. I'm super happy, no problem at all, and nothing gets solved. So you need to be honest about what's actually occurring right now, right? Are you in the middle of a house project and you are replacing tile, but the drywall's crumbling, so now you have to add to your project and get new drywall on the wall, right? That, for some people, could be a huge stressor. And that, for some people, could be something that you just roll with, right? You need to be honest about what's actually happening. Are you in the middle of trying to make a big decision about something? And, you know, which car do I buy? Or what house do I buy? Or which daycare do I enroll my kids in? And the idea of making the decision kind of weighs on you and it stresses you, and then things feel harder and more difficult to figure out. And if you could just figure this out, you would be better. But you need to be honest about what's going on that way. Same thing when we're talking with kids. Let's be honest about it. Why are you upset right now? Are you upset because your friend just took your favorite toy? Or are you upset because earlier in the day you didn't get your favorite lunch, right? So those two things can be the same, and that those two things can equally make some young person upset. So if we're going to choose to have a positive attitude, we have to first be honest about what's actually occurring. What negative actions are we looking at? What negative actions have we seen? What negative things are impacting us? So that we can then take the second step, which is choose to look at things positively. Choose to look at things in a different way. So, case in point, the child who is crying, right? Did they tell you that it's because their friend took their favorite toy, or did they tell you because they didn't get their favorite lunch? Whichever one they tell us, okay, let's look at it positively then. Could we have that favorite lunch tomorrow? Was lunch really yummy today, even if it wasn't your favorite? What do we want to choose for dinner? Do we feel good because we've got a full belly? Oh, your friend has your favorite toy? Okay. What can we do positively? Can you ask for it back? Can you play with it with them and take turns back and forth, right? Teaching them how to take those positive actions. Pros and cons lists are a great way to choose a positive attitude. You've got your pros and you've got your cons, and then your decisions are made, and then decisions are made so that the stress is coming off, so that we can continue to move forward and look at things in a more positive light. So when we're having a positive attitude, it's not that we are ignoring the negative, because the negative is going to occur. The negative is going to happen. We are going to be stressed or frustrated or whatever it might be. When we have our positive attitude, it's how we deal with it. It's how we address it. And then it's how we consistently have a more positive, happy outlook on things so that we can solve problems. It's having an honest conversation about it and then choosing how to view it. I'm going to sit on the couch with my arms crossed and cry and whine about it, or I'm going to take some positive actions and solve things as we go along. So I hope you've enjoyed our discussion on having a positive attitude. I will see you next month with our next fabulous word. Until then, I will see you on the mat.